What's the din? By Cholitz and Chalutz, what's the din by Shaar Achim and Shaar Tzoros? Shlokish says Bekoris, and the Birchnit says Belap. Be'etzim, if you want to place the sugi in the big picture of Yevamos, it's a new vinkle, a new corner in the Masechta that we've been dealing with. Until now, we've been dealing with the original Heterim, the original mitzvah of Parshas Yevam, Tchilas and Nefilim. Copy which Yevamos, which Ishes, there's Isha Asura, there's Isha Muteres, there's Din Sara. Here we have all Yevamos, Yevamos, Muteres, but what happens? We call it the Soif Nefilim. What happens if the Nefilah is Mistayim? The Nefilah is able to be Mistayim through two ways, either through Chalitza or through Yibam. That was not good to see, there's a talk a little bit of a chilek. Chalitza is not as much of a Siyim as a Yibam. I don't know if I have time to get into that. But practically, either through Chalitza or through Yibam, there's no more mitzvah Yibam, and no more mitzvah Chalitza finishes. And the question now is, what remains? What happens? What happened to that Teirin that were there by Parshas Yibam? Do they still exist? That's the title of the sugi. Shlokish holds that the cholitz and the chalutza, but there's a leivne, but the under achin have a curse. The under tzoros have a curse. Al derech zeh b'yibum at the end of the sugi, the Gemara is saying b'pshuta small shinuyim. When one does yibum, like I've others, this curse. And Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan knows nishta zay. Nei, shlichus of the achim kavdi, shlichus of the tzoros kavdi. It's a shlichus. And the keilu, the chalitza, or the yibum, tutzich klapei alamin, four on the behalf of all of them. Pasha doesn't mean a pasha the shlichus of shlichus shalom kemoisa. There's some sort of kiyim in the stead of all the yibamim, all the yibamim and all the yibamis. Memeilu, the tzoros, memeilu, there's a din, there's a lav, or an essay on all the achim, all the tzoros. So to do on this sugya, approach to the sugya, there's a grace of machlekes, a very sadistic machlekes, Toisvis, Tezerosh, the Ritva, Michad, and the Rashba, right, soon Be'ez Hashem will see, I think it's the Ramban also, the Rashba and the Ramban on the other side, Rashi, we have to see where Rashi stands. Toisvis Afanor says, Gleich, that if we're talking about, like we started at the beginning of Chabura, if we're talking about Soif and the Fila, Zok Toisvis, the Svar Chitzoyne is that the heter and the fila that was originally given in the Parshas Yibum, it's a rub. The second after Chalitza, everything's finished. There's no more mitzvah Yibum. The heter, what's called the heter and the fila, in the beginning of this man, we saw three mahalchim to explain the heter and the fila. But the heter and the fila, it's finished, Zok Toisvis, when the mitzvah is finished. If there's no more mitzvah on the screen, on the table, afam tish, the heter's a rub. That's a dover. Anochen Toisvis Naganta Sugi. So the Toisus, what changes things, of Toisus? What's the Taka Fakarib? Why isn't the Kol Atzoris? Kol Atzoris, the Kol Achim, why aren't they Bekaris? So Toisus, what changes things is what's called a Nituk. The Nituk. The fact that we have a Posik, the Das Toisus, it's an extra Posik, it has to be, the whole Sugya Toisus has to be an extra Posik, an extra Joshua. It's Mechadish to me that there's a new Heter. So for building the Sugya, let's get the terms. The Fid Toisus, there's going to be no heter nefila kipshutoi in the sugya. There's no heter nefila. We have to create new heterim. We have to create new heterim. And that's going to come from a nituk. Avu shteit a nituk and a joshua. Other lo yivne. And they may be in the second part of the sugya, maybe it's as bayis ech ruboina. That's a nituk. And in this nituk, pipshutoi nech lekur abiyach nir shlokish. Zok nir shlokish. The nituk's only going on the chalitz and the chalutz. So that's what the pasuk says lo yivne. On the other, achin in the Torah, it doesn't say leivne. There avada, there's no mokum to be matter. The hetan nefilah is poshut, it's finished with. And we spoke about it. It's long time history. What's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? It's not mefurish in Tosfos. There's no reason to say the Ritva says lahedia. It goes the same way. The Ritva says the same nituk that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shlokish holds, is on the chalitz and the chalutza. Since Rishlokish, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasi holds shlichusa, ka'avit. He holds that Kilu the Chalitz is done somehow, is Messiache somehow to the Achin and the Tzoris. So, by Oisim Mida, that there's a Nituk on the Chalitz and the Chalitz, there's a Nituk on the Achin and the Tzoris. That's just the Stoisvus. The Maimar Moses, when they get the Gevish better, the Maggish very clear, very chosh for the Sugya, the Nituk is Zichar Dover Chadosh. Fitois is the Nituk in Svor has to be Dover Chadosh, and in technically, you need a new Pasuk, you need a Drosh, you need a Yitur. Because you need a new koyach to be matter, you need koyach to be matter. Well, the Vel Kler is the two stodim had to learn up this nitub. What would be the matter? There's two ways to learn up the matter. One way, it's leichter in the Seder Asugya, very mechudish, mechudish b'yoyser and svara. As I weiss the chos in the Bahag in the Mechoyim Yishalayim, it's on Shin Gimel. Then maybe it was neschadish in the Pasek, a new chidish. The chalitza is a matter of Eishasach. This is much easier in the Seder Asugya. Tosis says, but etzim, the svara, the het in the field is finished. If the het in the field is finished, what's going to create a heter now? Parshas Yibam is over. Parshas Yibam is over. What's going to create that heter Eishasach? Teretzis can't say it was a chadish, a posik. It's a posik. The posik says, Anituk, that chalitza is a matir after Ishazach. In the Bahag stills it through to that which, as over we find, that chalitza is matir, the Is Yavam Lashuk. The Bahag is mashmah the same way it's matir, the Is Yavam Lashuk, it's matir Ishazach. What exactly is the husband of after Sopta? Yibam, I can understand, it's a matir. Chalitza, what did you do? You sent away the Ishus. That's a matir. Oh, but you did have a pool in the Isha Sameis. You did a pool in the Isha Sameis. Maybe that's Matu the Isha Zach. Efshu, that's one touch, one side. The other side of the world says is much more, it's complicated. Maybe the Pshat is, Avadat is a new din in Nituk, but it's not a new Matu. The Pshat is somehow the Chalitza schleps the Heter Nefila further than it's supposed to go. The Heter Nefila is supposed to end right now. Mitzad the Svar, the Heter Nefila is supposed to end. The Heter, the original Nefila, it's supposed to end. And the mitzvah is finished. It's only lasts l'fishitas toys as long as the mitzvah is there. Oh, but the chalitza says, the pasuk said, if you do chalitza, if you do epi something, that itself is mamshich the heter nevila. It's often koyich mechudish that's mamshich the heter nevila, but it's not creating its own heter. It's somehow is mamshich the nevila. Maybe behemshich we'll see. Get back more to that. Kaponim yesh lodin the ikra nekuda we want toys is in the seder sugi is very choshev. Nochamol, the heter nevila is arup because it goes vilang the mitzvah is. And a male, if the mitzvah is finished, when you did Yibam Chalitza, there's no more mitzvah. If the mitzvah is finished, you need something new to create a heter. That's Shitas Tosfos.
Why can't we say
Pashat
is just the mitzvah?
What does that mean? There's a mitzvah.
Mitzvah that the Torah was to cook down the lav of certain lav and turn them into a nitzvah with the shlum and nitzvah.
What does that have to do with the svar of Shechusa? What does that have to do with Shechusa?
Why can't it just be dry?
I'm saying, and Reichen and Mishloch are arguing in how to read the Torah. The same state they're having a lomdash machlekes is the chalitz mesiach is to hold it. It's mavur that the nitach is done through the chalitza. It's mavur, it's muchach that the nitach is done through the chalitza, through some sort of meis.
And the chalitza has to be mesiach to their brothers in order to pata them, but where is the...
But it's mashma, that's what creates the nituk. Mashma, that's what creates the nituk. That's Shitas Tosfos. It's Hatsheni, you do the Rashba comes at mamash hefich tike zugan. The Rashba and the mem aleph amen aleph. Say very quickly the Rashba was talking about. The Rashba was talking in the sugya for Rav Shmuel. First the Yisoyi from the Rashba, maybe then where he says it. Zok, the Rashba comes mamish about, mamish lehefer. We're talking about the Soif Nefila. Zok Toysis, we're talking about the Soif Nefila, the heter, original heter Nefila's are up. Zok, the Rashba, punk fuck out. Noch then that we have a heter Nefila, the heter Nefila blides Avedik. Originally, Avada, the Torah only gave a heter for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Torah only gave it the heter for the purpose of the mitzvah. Oh, but it's not bound to the mitzvah. Once the heter, once the issa becomes mutter, the lashon of the Rashba, very sharp. He efshur to make him a lo b'issa reishasach. Achrei shahutshur, he efshur to make him a lo b'issa reishasach. It blibes forever. What's the background? The Rashba is talking about a case of Yavama shahutshur v'chozer v'nesur v'chozer v'hutshur. Yavama fell to Yibam. And the middle of the fila, the person, the Yavam married his sister, her sister. It was an avaria. Married his sister. It wasn't allowed to. Achas kukas, the rabbana. He married her sister. So in the middle she becomes, his yivama becomes an achos isha. Nesra. Yet, the sister dies. So now she becomes chazer v'hutru. If machloik is Rav Shmuel, if the heter comes back and Rav says, chazer v'heter rishon. Shmuel says, loy chazer v'heter rishon. Frekta Rashba Pella. How could Rav say chazer v'heter rishon? I hear there's no Nesra. I hear as far as Rav is, that since she wasn't Nesra in the original, in the onset of the Nefila, she was Nesra in the middle of the Nefila, she already had a heter, there's no Nesra. Oh, but how could the mitzvah even come back? We have a klal, darkei noya. We have a klal that once the Isha at a period where she was mutter to the shuk. She was mutter to the shuk, we're not going to bring her back to mitzvah sivim. So how could Rav say, chozal heter rishon? Zok de Rashba in echanami. Zok de Rashba, but it's the Rashba in echanami. Avada, the Rav is not saying that the mitzvah comes back. The mitzvah doesn't come back. What comes back, the heter? The lavla may my yavamas kukaloi loy lachalitz lo yavam. Stam, it's a mirror the garage ben yavamas. Always in the yonah yavamas. There's no zika, no dinim of yivam come back to this lady. No zika, no lachalitza, no yivam. El mutu bevav klomer. She has the heter of the parshas yivam without anything else of parshas yivam. Klomer, she'll rotz elisa sein esruloi. The time of the milsa. This is the mikum dikshkivam de b'shas nefilo hutshuloi. Shuvi efshali osabam mishum eishasach. You saw it. Once you have a heter, they say it doesn't come back. I toys the shrais soif nefila. Say them. You're right. We would never give the mitzvah the heter l'chachila for such a matzav. But the heter was already given. Continues. Goes on. There's a mind of its own. But where does the Rashi see this? Saw it in our sugya. Ugu the kaim alon acholitz levim the main who main achin ain chayov and loyal chalutz akortz let's us his course. Umi high time on Rabbi Yechon Pirkei Kamen the meikum idin meikor hutchul levash to kol levisrei shasach bekoris. That's the heter of the chorus in the soif nefila. Toysin is looking reasons for the heter for the chorus. Toysin has to come out to new nituk. The fila Rashi, you don't have to come out to any nituks. Fakert, that's the pashtus. In order to create a heter chorus, you have to come out to a nituk. No, there's no siva for the chorus. The heter nefila is nimshach loyal. That's up to Rashi. So the Rashi is coming totally opposite from Toysin. The fila Rashi, the heter, the fila always stays. And you don't have to come out to any nituks. You don't have to come on the pshat also, it's not shver toises kasha. Toises asks that the posik of Layivne is not an extra posik. It's not miyusir lenatik. Lefila Rajba. You don't need to be miyutir. It's not a posik that's coming to manatik. It's not the Layivne that's creating the heter chorus over here. It's the svorachit zoyna. That's what remains. That's the vor of the Rajba. Well, Marshall, to bring it out, maybe, Rabbi Yochanan says two things. Rabbi Yochanan says, mi ikamidi. Could it be that she had a heter and it still stays? And then he says, shlichusa. Lefila Rajba, the ikar taina of Rabbi Yochanan is mikamidi. That's the ikar taina. That's his taina. How could it be? The heter was there, the heter stays. Shlichusa is bissel shver, we'll talk about it in a minute. But the ikar is the mikamidi. Lefi toisvis makert. Lefi toisvis, the ikar taina of Rabbi Yochanan is shlichusa. The mikamidi needs beer, lefi toisvis. You need to explain, what is the mikamidi? What was the taina, mikamidi? The ikar svar of Rabbi Yochanan is avada, I know you need to come on to a new heter. Oh, but the shlichusa provides the heter to all the achim and all the tzarev. That's the two ways into the sugya. Lefi toisvis nochamol, the heter nefila is a rup. We have the new heter, and that's nituk, and that's the machlokes of Yochanan and Shlokish. Lefi the Rashba is fakir. The heter nefila daf blibit. Lecharem daf zuchin sibas. Why she's also mechlam? Yeah. Here comes that's the general tzugang to the sugya. Here comes the problem. Lechore the sach of Pilu has three horrors on the Kapanim in the Kesugi Lefi the Rajma. Toisvis is pretty good. The Ornim Pshat Lefi Toisvis, what's the Mi Kamidi? Daf Mazbazan Lefi Toisvis, what's the Mi Kamidi? That's the Ornim Pshat. Lefi Rajma is dry, huge holes in the Sugi. It's huge, two in the Sugi and one out of the Sugi. Lefi the Rajma, Frekta Achreinim, why taka did Rabbi Yechon Bechalas Leish Lichusa? Rabbi Yechon is Gevaldik. Rabbi Yechon says the Hetan Nefila was Chal. Hetan Nefila remains forever. That's all, that's what he said. Why does he have to come on to Shlichusa? Even if the brothers never do Shlichusa, maybe the Cholitz and the Chalutza only doing Chalitza, it's only Mitziachas to the Cholitz, only Mitziachas to the Chalutza. Why the other brothers mutter? Why should they be Yasser? Fakert. Why should they be Yasser? You have to come on to Shlichusa. So they come on to a Naya Mahalach, that Shlichusa Kavit. The Achroinim on Adan Ein Echanami. Tremendous Chiddush and Pshat. Ein Echanami. There's two parts of the Sugi. The etzim vort of Rabbi Yochanan that he argued with Shlokish and he said, "Eina achim bekoros." You don't need shlichusa. Geradu lefia emes. Rabbi Yochanan holds this is shlichusa. The nafkamina is that there's going to be a lav. Without that, the brothers would have been totally mutter, and the nafkamina is going to be the guy with the lav. Azoi kam achrinim. Rabbi Nochem means maybe this might be a rivet that says like that. Zaktibar boch beretayin to learn that way. There's a dangevin for in front of a b'chaim, and maybe that's coming with lav. So many kashas on this pshat. So much time. But first of all, it's very strange. Our sugya, the Gemara never mentioned the words bechlal. Rabbi Yochanan holds his alav. And I said, the Gemara said it didn't say Rabbi Yochanan holds his alav. Maybe Taka holds there is no alav. Rabbi Yochanan when they broke the ikar shita later on, the Gemara says that. But in the ikar shita, when the Gemara brings the ikar Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't say bechlal shita is alav. So before the hemshcha sugya, the Gemara says something that didn't even need to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yeah, that's one shita. The second shail is, Mehecha Teisim make two machlekes. Why Taka? Why did Rabbi Yochanan? He stam dreamed up a new machlekes. He stam held shlichas. He swore he argued. It's the second thing on Rish Lakish. Stam decided we'd like to have two machlekes as much as we could. Bishleim of Shlichus is needed for the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan. That's, it's one machlekes. Rabbi Stam likes to have two machlekes. There's another Pella, and I don't have so much time. I mean, Makatzer. And Memon Mebeis, if you look good in the Sugin Memon Mebeis, the Gemara brings down the machlekes of Yechanan and Shlokish. Do we say Shlichus or not? That chelik of the machlekes. The Gemara brings down, do we say Shlichus? Agav is a very choshev hagdor. The Gemara's Loshin is. The Fir Shlokish, Shara Achim, the Shara Soros, Avroi Kaimu. Have the Gemara term that you don't say Shlichus, the Fir Shlokish? When you do chalitza and one, everyone else is arois, avroi kaima, chutz l'machane. Doesn't fear arois, but it means the fear of Yoichan, and they're all gavoi, they're still be gavoi. But the Gemara brings the machloikas of Yoichan and Rishlokish, whether you hold shlichusa, and the Gemara brings a raya from that sugya, that you don't say shlichusa, frek the Gemara, if you don't say shlichusa, how could Rabbi Yoichan say, ein hu ve'ein, hu ve'achin, ein chayiv and ala tzora koris? What shaykhs have to do with koris? The fear is mahalich. Even if you don't hold of shlichus, there's no reason why you can't hold it. There's no chorus. The matir for chorus is not shlichusa. The fear the way we're being shmatziah from achroinim, the reason why there's no chorus on the tzor is not because of shlichusa. So what did the Gemara ask on the din of chorus? The Gemara just vised the din of shlichusa. Shteim befurish in the Gemara, and that's the pashup shan the sugya. The Ravada, it's one machlekes. What created the heter is shlichusa. The kan chozer akutsha v'gam nitzova, hoda akutsha v'gam nitzova. Why in the world, if you're the Rajma, do you need shlichusa in order to create a heter? The heter stands by ever. You don't need shlichusa. It's a muchach from the Gemara and the Memon Beis. You need shlichusa to create a heter. What's the erste shayla? Zweite shayla. Correct the veld. What are we going to do with Rosh Lakish? The Rajma is sort of, who's the Rajma? Probably the most quoted Rajma in Yavamis, at least in our chelik of the sugya. So Rajma makes a lot of problems in other places in Yavamis. What's the story from the Rajma? That once the heter in the field is there, it doesn't ever bottle oil. Once it's a heter in the field, it never bottle oil. What is Rosh Lakish all about that? Rish Lakish says, only the chalitz and the chalutza have kares. Abashar ha'achin and shar ha'soros, k'dekaimi kaimi. Vu k'dekaimi kaimi. What do you mean k'dekaimi kaimi? The Gan Tzavar from the Rajma, that's history. The Gan Tzavar from the Rajma is when Parshas Yiv Mischal, the Eishasach, history. What do you mean k'dekaimi kaimi? What are you going back in time? What are you going back k'dekaimi kaimi? Rish Lakish saying k'dekaimi kaimi? Once is a het in a filo, yef shalom ekel on Eishasach. What's Shana Rish Lakish? Asach achreinim, roiv achreinim, really achreinim. You all say avada, Rish Lakish argues, and that's all you say. Avada, the whole Rajba, and in Daf Mem Dal, there's a remez even in the Lashon of Rajba over there. The whole Rajba is going bedas, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry. But Rish Lakish holds like Tosfos. Rish Lakish holds, doesn't hold this all you said. Rish Lakish holds that the head to the filo was only as long the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan holds the het and nefilah was not bound to the mitzvah. Once it was given, it doesn't come back. And Rish Lakish holds the het and nefilah is only as long as the mitzvah. The machloikis of Yochanan and Rish Lakish is machloikis Rajma and Tosfos. I say Vilvel time. Chutz from the obvious problem this always creates in Cheshbonis, you can have in the rest of the Masechtas, how you paskin hazoi, you paskin hazoi. You're going to have to know how you paskin. If you're paskin like that, you're not going to be able to use this Yisrael of the Rajma in other places in Masechtas. But L'maisa, this is Hashmotis, not Hashmotis, Rajma. Rajma, Dav Mem Dalam Aleph, for me it is Mefurish and Ishtazoi. Rajma Dalam Aleph is talking B'das Rish Lakish. And the Rajma is talking, why is the Cholitz and the Chalutza don't have Chorus? The Rajma says the following. Chalutza Mokam Mitzvah Yivadai, he's talking B'das Rish Lakish, Mefurish, if you feel the shock. Chalutza Mokam Mitzvah Yivadai, Uporach Mino Isser Eishasach Legami Misvoro. Kimish also leaving a little label. Doesn't say because of a nituk. Doesn't say because of a nituk. The feet of the veg we just wore matzia. Where does it come out? That the Rajba holds in B'das Rish Lakish like Tosfos. He holds there's no new, the het and the feel doesn't continue. You need a new nituk. So if I would want to know if you're Rish Lakish, why is there no chorus on the chalitz and the chalutza? It's not misvara because the eishasach doesn't come back. The reason is because it's a nituk. That's what the Rajba should say. How could the Rajba say the reason why there's no Ishtar Eishasach on the Chaylitz and the Chalutza? He's talking about the Chaylitz and the Chalutza. How could he say the reason is because the Svara Kfar Porach Min Eishasach Lagamri? This is clear, the same Svara he said, but that's Rajba. The Rajba said him, that's Memalev. It's the same Svara, and the Heter Eishasach continues forever. I see clearly that the Rajba holds that the Svara, the Heter Eishasach continues, it's even B'das Rish Lakish. Agav Maimar Nuzmer, this Choshev and the Cheshmer Nesugi. The Rajba is quoting Ramban there. Rajba was calling Ramban, this famous Rajba, it's Pasha to me that this is where he got it. Makaros from Ramban. Ramban, he didn't quote this. This Ramban was saying, this famous Rajba, everyone quotes. It says, once there's a heter, he had a Rebbe of them, the Ramban. Ramban is the Makar for this Svara. That that Kivon, that once the Het Nefila is given, the Het Nefila goes forever. So Ramban Memdal, the Rajba is quoting the Ramban Memdal. But what we have over here is that we see clearly in the Rajba, the Rajba said it even Medas Rish Lakish. So back to our question. If Rish Lakish also, which is the Pashtus, Rish Lakish doesn't argue on this huge Yisoid, which is it's a basic Yisoid in Yevamis. Rish Lakish doesn't argue on this Yisoid that once the Het Nefila is there, it goes forever. So we just can't begin to understand Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is saying that only the Chalitz and the Chalutza, only the Miyabim and the Miyabemis, they have a heter. All the other brothers, Avroi Kaima. Avroi Kaima, we say that Avroi Kaima. They had a heter, at one point they had a heter, Avada they had a heter, right? Originally they had a heter. Originally there was a time where they all fell to even together, they all had a heter. If once they had a heter, Harani Kariba, Kivan Shehuter, Eef Shalamekim Olabe Shasach, that's a Lashon the Rajba. What's John Rish Lakish? Those are two huge kashas in the sugya of the Rajba. What is Rabbi Yochanan and Yishlichus? And how does Rish Lakish hold the Shar Ach and the Shar Tzoros as Bekaris? A third shaila is what's Pshat? So we want to build a certain kivun. A third shaila is in the sugya over there in Rav Shmuel. The Rajba zok married to Kipshan Rav. Zok to Rajba, the Rav, when Rav said Chozril Heterah Rishon, Rav does not mean that she has a mitzvah sibim. She just says the heter. She has the heter without the parsha sibim. Without the mitzvahs of Parshas Yibim. She doesn't have any more mitzvah, but she has the heter. What is Shmuel? Shmuel says Lehedya, that she stays also. What does Shmuel do with the Yisoid of the Rajba? Very similar to what we asked in Rish Lakish by us. What does Shmuel do with the Yisoid of the Rajba? The Rajba says, since this lady had a heter, we're talking about a lady in the beginning, the first 10 days of the fila, she was mutter. Later on, she became an Achas Isha. Zok to Shmuel, she becomes also loyal. Even later on, when she loses the Achas Isha, she has an Eshasach. Where did the Eshasach come from? There's a heter, the heter forever. Zok to Chaim Moizer. And Chanami, the same type of thing as before. Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. He held that, like we've mentioned before, the Rish Lakish argues. Shmuel and Rish Lakish, they will argue on this Yisoy. And now we're adding more to this to the party. There's Shmuel, there's Rish Lakish, and Tosfos. And then Rajba was going with Rav and Rabbi Yechon. It's all one thing. There's a problem. You see, he's marrying him a little bit. The Gemara at one point, and the Mem Amad Beis, wanted to shtim Shmuel with Rabbi Yechon. Different Shmuel. The one looks good. And Mem Amad Beis, the Gemara brought a member of Shmuel, and it tried to work it out with Rabbi Yechon. I don't understand. How could it work with Rabbi Yechon? Of course it can't work with Shmuel. There's another Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel has another Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel has another Rabbi Yechon. How can the more? So grabs a different member of Shmuel. So maybe you could play a game. Maybe you could play, give an eitz and say, wanted a member. But the Gemara wanted to work out Shmuel with Rabbi Yechon. Right? Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechon. It's kashas and psak also. So if we pass him, we pass him. Sorry, that's a dritta aura. What's going on with the Rajba? All these kashas vais, that's what you want to try to say, is that even though the Rajba said Yisoid, the Yisoid doesn't always apply. If we want to shtim, I think that's the Derech HaMelech, to say that the Rajba wasn't saying a badass, everyone holds Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, Sai Rabbi Yochanan, Sai Rish Lakish, everyone holds the Rajba. Kinira, the Yisoid of the Rajba doesn't always apply. So try to rebuild maybe the sugya. Words like this, the short etzim vort in the Rajba, Nochem says, work it out. One shtalav back in the sugya. The Rajba says a meridik yisoid, richtig. Yevamis dik yisoid. The Rajba from the Aseres. A dibris from Yevamis. Once the heter of Meshasach is chal, it doesn't come back. It doesn't come back. And it's a meridik, and it's a huge machloikas tois in the Rajba. You have not wissen was geht the machloikas. Ma'am shehebrech the tois says no. The heter is only vilang is no mitzvah. The Rajba says, fakert. It needs the mitzvah. It doesn't need still a battery in the beginning. It needed the mitzvah to get it going, but it doesn't still need the mitzvah to keep it pumping. It goes by itself. It's a meiri dika machlekes. That's machlekes Rajba. Rajba is a shreis. That's what you say from the Rajba. But Nachum said there's one tonight. There's one tonight for this rule of Rajba to apply. It has to be that this Yevoma is still in the parsha of Yibum. If this Yevoma is arois in the parsha of Yibum, then I cannot apply this Rajba that said, since the Heter Eishas Ach was given, it remains forever. And he gave a mashal. The first is the mashal. He said, imagine, it's not possible, but imagine, if a Yevama, in the middle of Parshas Yibam, she's the Zika, in the middle of the Fila, Yitzumu Yishel Fila, all of a sudden from Shemayim came down a few babies. She had bonim. From Shemayim came down a few babies, she had bonim. Are we going to say, Zakam Nachum, the story of the Rajba, since she reached and got a Heter Eishas Ach, she can't get a Heter Eishas Ach? She got babies from the brother, from Shemayim, from the brother. Babies. We're going to say she still has the head. Can't be. The head was given off Yavoma. She's always Yavoma. She's an Eshashach. She's an Eshashach. She's an Eshashach. She's an Eshashach. Avada the Rashba is saying, the heter once it's given, blides. Aber, if she's a different Yavama Avada, she doesn't have the heter. Where do we see this? I'm going to touch it up in a second, but where do we see this? Mefurish and Rashba. It's Mefurish and the Rashba. In Daf Mem Dal. The one not in my mouth, the second one I quoted. Mefurish and the Rashba. Come on, Mefurish and the Rashba. Rashba zokta zoi. There's a chilek between the chalutza and the cup, and the furish shlok is the difference between the chalutza and the yavam. Zokta zoi. The tzora, once we know she's potter and she didn't do chalitza, mukminin lo adino kilu loichut shrul yibum. He says a shah for shmach. Zokta Rashba. Rish Lakish holds that the tzara was as if it never got a heter. V'havelei eish esach shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, nu hagdor. He stresses that the tzara is an eish esach shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Ava chalutza, he stresses, mokim mitzvah hi vadai. U'porach minei yisra eish esach legami misvara. Kiven sholos himoy lachlitz aliyivim. The Rashba says the chilik between the cholutz, the chalutza, and the nachalutz is whether or not b'mokim mitzvah. Why does that make a chilik? Zok Rav Nochem, I see from the Rashba that what governs this heter is if you call the mokum mitzvah or not the mokum mitzvah. Why? Before we explain, I'm going to finish the prat. Before, why? Why do you need mokum mitzvah? I the Rashba shrayed. You said before Rashba shrayed. You saw it. Once there's the heter, very sharp loshen the malaf. Loshen Rashba is kivan shehutra e efshur to make him olav emelsa. And here I'm coming and saying the stipulations. What do you mean? The Rashba says not like that. The Rashba says no strings attached. Kivan shehutra e efshur to make him olav emelsach. Teretz is like this. We're not saying there's any exceptions. Avada the Rashba is a klal muchlat. Once there's a heter, the heter can't go up. It doesn't live. Oh, but the question was, what was the heter given for? What was the heter given for? The heter was given of Yavama and Parshas Yibum. At Kama she becomes Yavama, not the Parshas Yibum. She never got the heter, Ki'ilu. She never got the heter. That's the lashon of the Rashba. The Rashba says the tzara, very shy for shprach, Ki'ilu loy hutshu me'oilam. He doesn't say she loses her heter. The Rashba taka klal gadol. No one loses a heter. A heter you have, the Rashba holds, you don't lose a heter. Aber ki'ilu, akama, vifel, your nevama, arois neparsha yibam, we'll call it. And eish esach sheyesh labanim. So you never got a heter, akama, your nevama, arois neparsha yibam. This is the akdama that we need to explain the Rashba. The Rashba said an ironclad rule. A heter doesn't fall up. Doesn't fall her up. Not like Tosis. Ober, it's the Tanai that she is a Yavama from the Parsha of Yibum. If I find a Yavama that's a Rois in the Parsha of Yibum, then it's a Rois Heter. One Moshel. I'll give you one Moshel. We're going to close these Yavamas. We had a Gemara, which everyone asked on the Rashba for. The Gemara says that there was a Havamina, every Yavama after you did Yibum. You lived with her for 25 years. You divorce her. Havamina, you'd be in Yisrael Shasach. The Yisrael Shasach comes back. Mitzvah of the Rachmona, of the Vahashtakai Mibay Shasach. You need a new pasuk to say heter. Frek the veld, everyone asks in the Rashba. With the Rashba, what do you mean it comes back to heter eshazach? This eshazach. How can it come back to this eshazach? The fitness is a kivun. The Rashba didn't always say on every yavama. Kenir the svara is, you have to learn up over there, that once avda, once you finish the mitzvah, you nitztois the heter and gansin, she becomes ois yavama. She becomes ois yavama. We're bringing out, not always did the Rashba say his klal. Once we have this yisoid of Rav Nochem in Poshup Shah and the Rashba and the Mem Aleph, we can two gains in the sugya. It's a naya sugya, naya lichtekai in the sugya. We asked, what does Rish Lakish hold? What does Rish Lakish hold? Rish Lakish doesn't agree to the Kala Rashba. Teretz is Rish Lakish is the naya vort and there's a new lichtekai in the sugya. Rish Lakish says that only in the chalitz and the chalutza have a lav and the rest kidekai mi kaimi. The Gemara we mentioned before, the Marmim and Beis is Magadir, the first Rish Lakish. Ashar Achin Avroi Kaima. Kenir Rish Lakish holds like this. Hagam originally, they all had Zika. There are four brothers, four Yavamas, four Tsaris. They all have Zikas, four Zikas. Going to each one of them. They all have Zika. Aber, when it comes crunch time, ago, when it comes the bottom line, the end of the parasha, and one brother and one Yavama, they're the ones, they go and they take the Keser. They go and they do and they deal with the Zika. That moment, what happened? All the other brothers and all of the tzaras, they also had a zika they could have done. They stood on the side. They let the other brother take it. One other brother, Erzugenumin, the dinim from the zika. Erzugenumin, the dinim from the zika. Zotri Shlokish, Avroi Kaima, they become, not only they don't have a mitzvah, it's not only that they're missing a mitzvah because now chalitz is done and there's nothing more what to do. No, they become Arois in the parsha of Yibim. Chutz l'machaneh. If you were standing there when you could have finished off Yibum, and you did nothing with it, and hefaker, he took over. He took it to him. He took over to him, not took over your place. He took over to him the dinim of the parshas Yibum. You become not only someone a header, it's not only a header, you're missing the mitzvah of Yibum. You have roi, you're a chutz la parsha of Yibum. It becomes that the yavama by you and the achin and the tzoris, the shaloi b'mokha mitzvah, that's a lashon of the Rashba. They become shaloi b'mokha mitzvah. It's a nai there, a nai oimik. In Toises, you don't have to say that. In Toises, b'dash v'shlokas, you don't have to say that they become shaloi b'mokha mitzvah. Toises, you can learn a pshuta. The chalitza just says, you have a, there's a ptur now, there's no more mitzvah to do. Up in the Rashba, medav zogin in v'shlokas, likdo ha'hech revort. The word of kaimi kaimi means you went backwards. You went backwards. You went backwards in time. Or you're as if you're backwards. You stepped out of the parsha of Yibam. It's like you were before the parsha of Yibam. In the middle, you were in the parsha of Yibam. Say that. It doesn't help anything. Now it's history. You stepped out of the parsha of Yibam. If you stepped out of the parsha of Yibam, then we're going back to Yisoy. A viful, you were your mok, your vama shleb mok mitzvah. You don't have a heter. Yetz kumt Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, shlichus adachim kovdi. Rabbi Yochanan has to defend himself to this far. If Rish Lakish holds that the second one did a breira, one was the one who took, who was Messiah, he took everything over in the parsha of Yibum. He took it to himself, that pushes everyone else out. Rish Lakish has to answer that. We asked before, Rish Lakish, why did he need Shlichus at the Achim Kovit? Let him just say the Svara. The Torah says no. Even the Svara of the Rashbam, that Mem Aleph, there's a new variable here, there's a new factor. Maybe when one takes over, maybe when one does Yibum and does Chalitza, that pushes everyone else out. Rish Lakish has to say Shlichus at the Achim Kovit. Nay. We're still also involved. We were also involved in a much more a smaller way. We didn't do the Ma'aseh Chalitza. But if the Chalitza was done for us, if the Yibum was done on behalf of us, that's enough to say we're not considered Shalei B'Mokha Mitzvah. Everything now is totally B'Mokha Mitzvah, Shalei B'Mokha Mitzvah. And this could be the klal. This could understand the new cook and the sugi and Rav Shmuel, the same thing. About the Shmuel and the sugi over there also. Shmuel doesn't argue on the klal of the Rashba. Vada the klal of the Rashba, that's a basic form of sticky aside. If there's a heter blives forever. But like we said before, there's a tenai. You can't become a yavama that's out of the parsha of Yibum. If we have such a klal, so let's nichzianan. We have another klal in yavama called Nesra. When a lady becomes Nesra, yavama becomes Nesra, what's the lashon that Rav uses in Daf Lamed? Einani kuri bo yavama, yavama lea varehi. Rav says Nesra accomplishes that through the Isser Arayas, she's taken out of the parsha of Yibum. So Mamela, even though this lady had a heter, she was in the beginning of the Tevila, and she had 10 days where she had a heter, but later on when she comes in Achas Isha, maybe she becomes Adam, she gets a Vegavar from the parsha of Yibum. She becomes Oisiv Omer, and Mamela, it's as if she had Bonim from the Shemaim, and she comes in Ishach Sheyesh Labonim. That's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. The Machlekes Rav Shmuel is there a craft of Nesra? Is there a power of Nesra in the middle of the Nefilah? Everyone agrees that when an Eish Achas Isha Schal B'tchilas HaNefilah, there's a word of Nesra. She becomes Eish Achas Shein Labonim. She becomes a lady who's not a Yavama. Oh, but what happens by Yavama who had a Parsha Nefilah? She was also Yibam and also the Chalitza. She was also Yibam and Chalitza and she had a Parsha Yavama. In the middle, she gets Aser. That's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says she never has the din of an Esser. Kolzman, she has the Isser. She doesn't have Yibam, but she never becomes Ois Yavama. So Mamela, it applies the Svar of the Rajma. If she still remains in the Parsha, we still have the Svar of the Rajma. The Heter Eshasach, the Heter Nefila, blibes, the Heter Nefila, Tzitzich Weiter. Oh, but Shmuel holds an Esser. If Shmuel holds an Esser, we can't apply the Isser to the Rajma, because then we have the Klal that we saw from Ramachim said. The Klal and the Rajma, that Mem Dalit. That once she becomes an Ois Yavama, once she becomes Yavama, Achutz in the Parsha's Yibam. It's not shaykh to apply the din of the Rashba. But at least unless we're coming out that the klal of the Rashba is emes v'yatzev, in chulik al zeh. It's clear, the heter nefilah can't be taken away. But you have to, the heter nefilah was only provided originally for someone who's yavama in the parsha of Yibam. The Rashba is saying a tremendous thing, and we have to remember this, that a chalutza, a chulitz and a chalutza, they have a shame of b'mokoy mitzvah. They're called b'mokoy mitzvah, even though there's no mitzvah anymore. But they have a mila, they're still called Yavama, since they went through the Parsha of Yibum. Going through the Parsha of Yibum is enough to be called B'mokai Mitzvah. Even though, again, there's no other remnant of Dina Yibum. And a Chalitz and a Chalutz, there's no Mitzvah Sivim, no Mitzvah Litza, no Zika, nothing. Oh, but B'mokai Mitzvah is he. B'mokai Mitzvah is she. She's still Yavama. That's enough that she's continued to sail, glide with her, continues with her, the Heter Nevil. Oh, but if you become Chutz, then you'd use the heter. We have a few eifanim to come achutz. In our sugi, we have to Rish Lakish, when you become avroi, that comes achutz. And we have nesu, those things makes achutz, that's the machloikas gavu shmur. Shtim tzaloyim, when you come back to our sugi, mechesh ben advar, it comes out, and there's still a tremendous chilik between the Rajba and Toises, so we mitzam seem very much the chilik. Silefi Toises, Silefi Rajba, the nekudas ha-machloikas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is shlichus ha-kavir or not. It's one sugi, they're both arguing, the masoid of the machloikas and our sugi is shlichus ha-kavir or not. But what the shlichus is accomplishing is a very different between Toises and the Rajba. Lefi Toises, the shlichus is bringing the nituk, because again, Lefi Toises, the ganze sugi fangs sechon with the nituk. Lefi Toises, you don't have room to move. Once you're talking about the end of the mefila, you can't move without nituk. You need nituk. You need nituk to create things here. Shlichusa, that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Is the chalitza only by the chalitza and the chalutza, or shlichusa? Is it by all of them? Maybe it had to be all of them. For the Rajba, what shlichusa is accomplishing is, it's making it that it's a dying mokum mitzvah. For the Rajba, you don't need anything to create a heter. You just have to keep the label and the title, you're still a mokum mitzvah. Shlichusa is kaiveya, whether or not you're still a mokum mitzvah. For Rabbi Shlokish, there's no shlichusa. Maybe only the chalitza and chalutza mokum mitzvah. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan Shlichusa says that everyone's been mocking this.
The second set of tesis, explain.
I explain what the nituk is. Fi the Rajba, there's no nituk. Fi the Rajba, there's nothing happening. The chalitza is not being poiled to be mamshich that in the fila. Matzias, she's still a yavama. Chalitza is not doing anything positive. You don't need a posik. In pshat, there will always be a litmus test. Fi the Rajba, you will not need a posik. You don't need an extra posik. Toises can never ask in the Rajma, you need an extra posik. For Nituk, you need an extra posik.
A Yibam would be the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. One does Yibam, feel the Rajma, the other ones are Avroi kind.
Why the Pilar Shira?
Oh, that's a good child. Leave that over. Maybe we'll get to that. That's not a good child. If I have time, we'll get to that. I want to talk about Shitas Rashi. Until now, we have the Rajma and Toises. We spoke about two ways to learn the Nituk of Toises. This is a shame, we'll see if I have time to finish. I don't know if I have finished. Ken Zain Rashi is a shita and soyis between Rajma and Toises. Rajma maybe is going to be a new shita, going to be a little bit of Toises, a little bit of Rajma. Makar Advar. First of all, does Rashi hold, we saw in the Fidu Rajma and the Ramban also will agree, the Rajma and the Ramban will hold, you never need to nituk in the sugya. You don't need to create a heter. You just need to remain in the world of Yibam, and then you have the heter automatically. You have the heter in your pocket. Of the Toises and Toises Rosh and Rif, you need a nituk. Klape that tiny develop, before it's mafurish, with Rishonim and Rashi. The Rashi holds like the Tosfos. Rashi sounds like there's a nituk in the sugi of Yibum. Rashi says that when you do Yibum on one of the brothers, on one of the Yavamas, Rashi says over there, even Rish Lakish is moide, that on the tzara you only have an essay. Even though by klitzah Rish Lakish holds on the tzara you have a chorus, by Yibum the tzara you only have an essay. Why? Tosfos is mazbe b'das Rashi. Because there's a nituk. When you do yibum, the pasuk says, "Bayisech ruboyna ve'ena boyna shnei botim." That's going lehedya on the tzara. There's lehedya the nituk on the tzara. I probably saw it, but Rashi holds there's a nituk. The fi the Rajma nituk doesn't do anything. The fi the Rajma, we never found that the fact that Torah writes a pasuk on somebody layivne, the fi the Rajma layivne and bayisech shnei boyna are not factors in the sugi v'yisoy gadov. They're not what they created. They're not creating anything. The heter in the field is creating everything. If he tells us, we need to have a new heter. In the Rajba, in the Rashi, the Rishonim are learning that the fact the pasuk says Bayis Echad Uboina that creates a heter, that creates a heter. So we see Mitzad Echad that Rashi holds like Toises from Yitro. It sounds like Rashi would hold like Toises. That the Sforich Yitzoyne is that the heter should come back, the Issa should come back. The Melo Rashi had to come out to an Ituk, and it was the Schadish and I am Musik in the Sugi, an Ituk. Rashi had to go with Toises, and the Schadish and I am Musik, and that's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni Zetzichois, that Rashi learns the Ituk different than Toises. Toises asks the Mais and Rashi, and if you're the Manalev, that how could Rashi say the Pasuk of Bayis Echad Abayna is Menatik? It's not extra. It's not extra. Zok to Marachar Zerua, it's in Kufsan of Dalit, Chuvis. Rashi holds, Rashi argues on Toises. In order to make a nituk, you don't need an extra pasuk. Zoktam Racha Azarua, Tois was saying in the beginning of the sugya and Daf Yudam and Beis. And saying at the end of the sugya, Yud Aleph and Aleph. Tois was Hanoch is, in order to have a nituk, you need an extra pasuk. It's not enough the pasuk just says Lo Yivne and it says Bayis Echad Uboyne. It needs to be extra to create a nituk. Rashi Zoktam Azarua, Rashi holds a nituk I don't need an extra pasuk. As long as the pasuk spoke about the Torah, and it spoke about the Achim, and it said the words they're belav and they're be'esei, there's a nidduk. I read the filimachas, I have a machloikas Rashi in Tosfos. What do I need to make a nidduk? Tosfos also need an extra pasuk. Rashi holds I don't need extra pasuk. As long as the pasuk spoke about them, and limited it to a lav and an essay, there's a nidduk. What's going to be in the machloikas? So before the Hezbaris, it's Veltzach Zogin, the Tosfos holds a nidduk, a naya nidduk. Stodim we said before. Tosfos holds a nidduk, a naya nidduk. It's a naya matter. It's machadish something which I hope everyone can explain it to me. I would understand it. But it's machadish to me that a chalitza is a naya matter. The yibum is a naya matter. Like I'll be old source and all that. A naya matter in Eshesach. Aber zetzichos, the Machazu was saying that Rashi holds nidduk is not a naya matter. It's a nituk mitzarechot, it's something new, it's a nituk, it's not like the Rajbo. Something's creating a naya heter, but it's naya, not a naya, not a naya matter. What's can zayin this for? Can zayin like this? There's a meir dik Rashi, ungain in the ganze cheshbonis. I don't have time. There's a meir dik Rashi in the sugi of shloihoi belomi, the sugi of yiludin, we'll call. It shouldn't be called if you're Rashi, the sugi of shloihoi belomi. The sugi of yiludin. Memar is mavur, that the din of Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish says all other brothers and all other tsars are bekaris, is only by brothers that were in the world. If brothers weren't there, if the Achim that were not born b'shas chalitza, you don't have a word of Reish Lakish that Shara Achim is Bekaris. Rashi says, why? With b'chihai gavna zok Rashi, chalitza loy itzuru alayu. Rashi says, a meridika thing, a new thing in the sugya, that the pshat in Reish Lakish is, you know why the other brothers are Bekaris? Because the chalitza creates the isser on the rest of the brothers. As is zok Rashi. Yeah? Bemele Zakrashi had to be there around B'shas Chalitza. If you weren't there B'shas Chalitza, the Chalitza can't create an Isser. B'boi Nadal Makula. The Pshat and Reish Lakish is that the Chalitza creates an Isser on the rest of the Achim. The Pshat and Reish Lakish is bein if we go with the Rajba, bein if we go with the Tosfos. The Pshat is that the Heter only went to the Chalitza and the Chalutza. There's no positive Isser you create. The Achim remain Chutz L'machaneh. The Achim remain chutz l'machaneh. The Pshat in Reish Lakish is Chalitza creates an Isser on the rest of the Achim. Zokar of Nochem Pshat in Rashi. Weiss this Rashi, very, very lundish. It's the whole, you didn't see it yet, you have to learn it good. Weiss this in Rashi holds like this. Rashi b'yisoyed hadover holds like the Rashi. Rashi b'yisoyed hadover holds, Reb Nochem holds that Rashi holds Chutra, so Reb Nochem holds Rashi l'shtosoy. Rashi holds the Het Nefila should be'etzem continue. In the original Machloikas, we call it Machloikas Atsum in the hearts of Yavamis between Rajma and Tosfos. Rashi holds like the Rajma. Rashi holds the Het and the Fila should be Nimshach Loilam. It shouldn't fall away when the mitzvah falls away. Tosfos says it's Pasha when the mitzvahs are Vek, the Het falls away. Rajma says it goes forever. Rashi should hold like the Rajma. However, Rashi still has to come on to a Nituk. Why? Why does Rashi come on to a Nituk? Zokum Nochem Rashi holds like this. Tremendous Chiddush. The Chalitza took away the Heter. That's what Rashi holds. The Rajma holds the Heter should continue forever. And it does continue forever. Tosfos holds, the second is Chalitza, the Heter finishes mitzar atzmo, it doesn't continue. Rashi holds the Chalitza was mekalkil the Heter. Why? Because after Chalitza, the Eishes HaMeis was supposed to continue, and you did Chalitza, Chalitza creates a p'tur. Zokar Abnochim, it didn't only create a p'tur on the mitzvah, it took away the heterim of the Nefila. It said in the oifin, a positive oifin, you can't have any more heterim for the Nefila. It's a positive, that's what it means, Chalitza Asers. That's what Rashi means, Chalitza Asers. Chalitza takes away the heterim. So Rashi has to come on to a nituk, because Rashi, although Rashi holds the heter should continue, but Rashi holds the Chalitza took away the heter. But Rashi holds Chalitza does two things. It took away the heter, but it leaves over a heter. That's the nituk of Rashi. So Ken Zayin Azoy, a few ways like this. Tosfos, the three sheetahs in the sugya. Tosfos holds like this. Tosfos holds the heter, the original heter nefila. When we get to our sugya, it's batul me'elov. When you're talking about one person did chalitz and yibum, there's no more mitzvah. It's batul me'elov. You're not handling the heter nefila b'chalal. Lefi Tosfos, the nituk has to create a naya heter. I would say lefi Tosfos, very mistaber, chalitz is a naya matter. So you have to say there should no more siba for a heter. The Rajba, the other side of the spectrum, the Rajba holds, even when you get to Asuki, the Heter should be Nimshach. The only way to not have the Heter is to get out of the Parsha. Oh, but there's nothing that's going to take away the Heter. If you're in the Parsha, the Heter is continued. Rashi's a Shita and Sois. Rashi held the second you got to Chalitza, or maybe even Yibam also, at the same time, they took away the heter. The heter should continue. But they took away the heter in a positive way. And they said, there's no more mitzvah zibim, and there's no more heter that came with the parashas zibim. They take away the heter. Aber ken zayin, this is a new way to understand the nituk. From Dozvegan, it says, I only took away the heter, legabi the curse. Legabi the love, I'm sorry, but legabi the curse, the heter blinds. We cleared in the beginning, how does the nituk work? Is the nituk a naya matter, or is the nituk a shiraim of the heter nefilas? That's a choice, it's telling this machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis learns that the heter nefilas are up. Tosis has to say it's a naya matter. Rashi holds that no, the be'etzim is supposed to be a heter nefilah. The chalitza takes it away partially, but leaves it partially. It takes it away, legabi the lav, and leaves it legabi the karas. That's what chalitza, and that's what it's doing. Back to the Maracha Zuhu, zoch d'heinim divrei Maracha Zuhu. Zoch to Maracha Zuhu, if you Rashi, you don't need an extra posik for a nitik. If you Tosis, you need an extra posik for a nitik. Why? If you Rashi, Tosis, you need an extra posik for a nitik, because the nitik is a nai matter. Who in the world is going to tell you, chalitza can be matter, you need a special nitik, you need a nai drosha. Maybe Allah can make me see that. Lefi Rashi, you don't need an extra posik. In Chalitza, Chalitza is doing everything. It's a hagbola. It's not a naya nitik. Nitik's a hagbola. Zok Tamazarua, if the Torah spoke about the Yavom, and it said she's only belav, and it said she's only be'ese, it's mefurish that the nitik is only b'midas alav and b'midas ha'ese.
Zach, don't forget all your recorders.